You know, the figures just came out, and Black Friday was bigger than we thought. It was like, I don't know, over $12 billion worth of stuff was bought. And you worry that nobody's ever going to go back to bricks and mortar again. And you know that's not right. But what do you expect when you go back to bricks and mortar? And are you going to be scared? And what are the retailers going to be like? Terry Montesi is the founder and CEO of Trademark Property Company. They're in every aspect of this. They manage malls and outdoor facilities, and they develop. And he's been sort of rethinking retail for a long time, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, good to be with you, David.
So you did a major overhaul on Victory and turned it to something sort of street-worthy, and I know you've been working on Galleria in Dallas. So what's it going to be like on the other side of the pandemic? Are you keeping the same ideas that you were with, or are you adapting?
Well, you know, it's adapt or die, we think. And we're not ready to die. So there's going to be a lot of adapting post-pandemic for sure, David. I think there will be some things will be the same, but a lot will change. And as far as will people ever go back to bricks and mortar, I think there will be a pent-up demand for people to go back to worthy places, worthy retailers, and worthy retail and mixed-use places after the pandemic.
But I found out that I can buy shoes online, and if they don't fit, I can send them back, and I can get groceries delivered, you know, in a matter of hours. Something's got to make me want to get up and go out to bricks and mortar, to retail. I know you talk about lifestyle sort of centers. How do you get me out of my seat?
Well, that's the $64,000 question for sure. So we think that boring retailers that only provide commodity things that you can quickly and easily get online, retailers that don't offer any experience or any service, they're going to be troubled. But we do believe, I think one thing that I'm totally confident of is people will want to be back with people again. People will want to connect. People will want to go to great public spaces. People will want to sit outside. People will want to touch fine fabrics again. People will want to smell the perfume. So I believe that this will cause some editing. There will be less of that sort of generic retailers that the U.S. consumerism was sort of driving the last couple of decades. And there will be survivors, and the winners will be great places and great retailers. And the losers will be a thing of the past and a distant memory.
But are the old formulas going to work? I mean, for a strip center, do you get a Piggly Wiggly to move in the center? Then you put a drugstore at one end and a bunch of dry cleaners and tailors and small restaurants in between. Is that still going to be the model?
Yeah, well, that is a model. So that's not the model. So there's daily needs, grocery that you describe. Let's say a grocer and a lot of services, things you can't. So what's going to occupy retail space? A lot of things. Some of it is a lot of things you can't do at home. You know, you can't get your pants tailored at home. You can't get your nails done at home. You can't get a massage done at home. You can't go get waxing done at home, you know, et cetera. There's a lot of things, you know, get frozen yogurt at home. There's a lot of things you can't do at home. So daily needs and grocery, well located, we think that's going to be a good bit the same, but the places that were occupied by a lot of fashion and a lot of specialty retail, that they clearly will have to evolve.
I noticed, I've gotten a hint of some of the things you've done since you've taken over Galleria, and there's a concept you've got called Concierge Plus, where I can, I guess, check my bags, or I don't have to carry stuff around, and if I've got kids, I don't have to bring a stroller. You've got them, wheelchairs, and that sort of thing. Is that's almost sort of telling me what I want instead of me telling you? I mean, you make it available. And I said, well, yeah, I never thought about that I could do that at a mall.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the, like I mentioned, experience. So some people think experience is I go someplace and there's a juggler there, you know, and there's like, you know, I'm hanging from a chandelier or something, right? But a big part of experience is how we make you feel. We don't control what happens inside the retailers, but we control how we make you feel, you know, from the time you drive in the garage. Is it well lit? Is it clean? Is there great signage? And then when you come into, say, Galleria, when you come into the mall, are you greeted? Is there somebody in a identifiable that can help you if you have a question or you have a need? You know, you say, God, I want to buy a bunch of stuff, but I can't carry it all around. Well, we'll carry it to your car or we'll store it for you. So, you know, hospitality, how we make you feel is something we can do, and we want to win there. And we've started a staff, founded a division to do that, to deliver guest experience.
You now operate across the country. I know you did, you know, redid the street in Napa, and I saw you got a contract in New Jersey the other day, and obviously you're here in the heartland. Does the same thing work all over the country? Will people shopping in Napa do the same thing that they will in New Jersey?
Well, generally people are people, but like, you know, is Napa, because it's a lot of the customers are tourists, does it behave a little differently than a neighborhood mall in New Jersey? Sure, but generally people are people. And it's funny because some people think, oh, outdoor won't work in Minnesota, right? Well, that's not right. Or outdoor won't work. Well, think about New York. Most of the great shopping in New York is outdoors, yeah. Right? People bundle up, they put coats on, and it's busy, and they get to see people. So generally, I don't think it's all that different from place to place.
Are we always going to have anchors that as the attraction in a mall or a strip or even one of these sort of lifestyle centers?
Well, you're good, because most people that would interview me wouldn't catch that. I think, you know, if you said what's one of the really big evolutions you see over the next few years, I think you will have unanchored malls that are not anchored by department stores. They'll just be anchored by other things, entertainment users, you know, all different kinds of things, co-working, boutique hotels, you know, multifamily, public spaces, program public spaces. So I don't think you're always going to have the kind of anchors we have had in the past, but there will always be activity generators, you know, / anchors.
Well, and part of it is because I don't think there's as many anchors around as there used to be. We're losing them left and right. Mm-hmm. They're disappearing and going away. But to accomplish what you're talking about, I mean, ideally, you'd think that a mall-type location might work best when it folds in with its environment, office buildings that flow into the mall for shopping or for eating, and apartment houses that have the same kind of flow, and if you all work together. But what happens is all these things get built and they're sort of fortresses. They don't have doors that go into the street or open to the mall. They go into a, you know, a center court, and you don't have the access. Can you cooperate with all the other developers?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So we are a mixed use developer operator. Every mall that we are working on today is being evolved more and more into mixed use. And there will be a reduction long-term of the shop space that is there, and well-integrated mixed use, which, you know, great neighborhoods in New York, for instance, they're just naturally, authentically, organically integrated mixed use. And there are well-integrated mixed use places. And that's really what we think is the future. Walkable, authentic, mixed-use places that have a lot of amenities and service that we're offering being one of.
You could do that if you own all that and you develop it all yourself. But the fact is, it seems like in most places you're working with other owners, other developers.
Yeah, and there are times where that is the case. Like at the Galleria, the office buildings are owned by Piedmont and UBS. Corfa owns the hotel and the retail, but there was Heinz put in place a a functional, you know, working reciprocal agreement. And so they actually work pretty well. But I think that's an opportunity for owners long term. And everybody in our business knows that the customer wants a seamless, well integrated situation. And so you're identifying an opportunity.
But you got to get there. And so the question is, does the same model work? Do you get in your car and drive 20 minutes or whatever to get to some big shopping area? Or do you Uber? Or do you just happen to live around there and you walk over there? Or or do you do a transit-oriented development?
Yeah, all of the above. I mean, what people want, I think mostly they want walkable. They want amenities within walking distance. They want shopping within walking distance. They want to be able to work and live within walking distance. So I think over time, whether it's even in suburbs, but certainly in urban areas, it happens more naturally. In areas that are a little outside of urban areas, it happens a little more naturally, but the developers have to be focused on. But in suburbs, the developers have to get really attention to it, like South Lake Town Square, our Waters Creek project in Allen or Legacy West, where, you know, I think in the suburbs, people are going to demand well-integrated, walkable places that have multiple uses so you can truly walk and do everything.
Well, I'm ready. Let's get this stupid pandemic over with and get back to whatever normal is, or maybe even the new normal. Terry Montesi, we'll do it. He's the founder, the CEO of Trademark Property Company. Good to have you with us. Come back, will you?
Good to be with you, David. I'm happy to come back anytime.
Thanks a Bye-bye. Lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Montesi, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.